Radio.
Well, it's always nice to have guests in the studio because it sort of relieves the tedium a little bit of sitting here on your over hours on end. And I'm very pleased to welcome Jill Mannion this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're from the Cobham Community Garden, which I must admit, I've seen it. And I'm looking at a picture here of a wildflower border, which is just incredible. Yes. Tell us a bit about the garden. It's been going, I believe, since... Sorry, that's me. 2012.
A long time, yes, yeah. It was a long time brewing because we needed to raise the money and sort out the lease with Elmbridge Council, all of which takes time.
Yeah, it's never quick, is it?
No. But we put the fence that you see all around it in September 15. So last year, 2016, was our first full growing season, which kept us thoroughly out of mischief, as you can imagine. And we're just starting to wind the handle for this year now.
Right. I mean, you very kindly brought me in some nice leaves, which I shall wash and have my lunch. Look forward to that, and I shall let you know how they taste as well. Let the listeners know as well. Now, I know you rely entirely on volunteers for this, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes.
And you were saying how many of them you've got at the moment?
There's about 16 or so of us that turn up over the period of a month. There's a hardcore of about 8 or 10 of us that do the majority of the work down there, as ever.
It's always the case, isn't it?
Yeah. So when we're open, which is 2 days a week, we're always delighted to see anybody who wants to come along to have a dig, have a weed, sow, plant, harvest, whatever. All very welcome.
Which days of the week are you open there?
We're open Thursdays and Saturdays, and it's the same hours both days, 10 till 12 and 2 till 4.
Nice break for lunch in the middle of it.
Indeed, yes.
Now, you were saying how many hours you actually put in on this last year.
Yes, between us all, we logged over 800 hours last year.
That's dedication, isn't it?
It is. But it's a big plot. It's 30 metres by 50 metres.
Yeah, it's a lot. I was looking at your website, looking at all the pictures of it.
Yeah.
And you were saying that the majority of those hours was put in by about four of you.
Yes. So, as you can understand, anybody else who wants to come along and help to dig, please be our guests.
Absolutely. Now, the idea was to, I'm reading it from your page here, to encourage the local community to become engaged in growing and eating local, sustainably produced fruit and vegetables, to produce a greener lifestyle through recycling, composting, reducing water use, etc. So, well, it sounds good.
It does.
Looking at the pictures, it's working as well, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah. Yes. The composting goes very well. You can imagine there's all the odds and ends of things that we've grown.
Yeah, absolutely.
And plus a myriad of weeds, because it was just playing fields before we dug it up.
Leg of mutton, isn't it?
Yeah, leg of mutton, yeah. Just down by Waitrose in mm-hmm. Cobham. And we've been able to pretty much... support the garden with our own efforts of composting, plus buying fertilisers and so on from the Green Fingers store, the Allotment Society shop in Cobham.
Right.
They're good friends of ours. So
need to be, I think. Do any of the local farmers contribute, sort of?
We've got offers of manure and such like from them, but a brilliant source, would you believe, is the Metropolitan Police Stables.
Yes, at Ember Court.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's an awful lot of it to get rid of, and it's available free of charge. So,
oh, brilliant. You just have to go along, presumably, and collect it.
It comes to us if we want it.
Perfect.
We haven't got the access for them to bring their, you know, the great big bin lorries. It's one of those a time.
Oh, my Lord.
So we haven't got the access to bring that onto the field.
No.
So it goes to Green Fingers, and we've got an open invitation to, to shift as much as we can from there, which we do.
I was going to say, if not, it's a lot of wheelbarrows from across the playing field, isn't it?
God, yes.
Yes, I must be honest, I love it. I live in Morton. I used to live in Molesey.
Yeah.
And wherever you drive around there, you're always seeing the police horses on the roads. Beautiful animals,
aren't they? Wonderful beasts. Yeah.
Now, you are having an event on Saturday, aren't you?
We are for the last 3 or 4 years we've been running a plant swap and sale, and mm-hmm. it's very good fun. Basically the idea is that people can bring any spare plants that they've got. If they bring them to us at 2:30 on Saturday to the Catholic Church Hall, the nice shiny new one,
yes,
behind the church on Downside Bridge Road. If you bring along anything that you've got to swap at 2:30, we'll sort them out, price them, put them on stands, and there's going to be refreshments, tea, coffee. We're all going to be baking like mad on Friday, so there'll be homemade bakes there as well. And at 2:45, the doors open for people to swap what they've got or buy anything if they see more that they want beyond what they've already brought. So you turn up, you put your plants in, and we give people a little docket that says how much they've brought, mm-hmm, and then they wave that on the way out to do the swap.
Amazing, yeah. Absolutely amazing. All of that, you know, everybody listening, go along and support that, because without events like that, you're not going to keep going, are you?
No, because we have to pay rent, we have to pay the water,
yeah,
you name it. And it's £2 to get in, kids are free, and that includes your first plant and a drink, so...
How do you make any money doing that?
We need lots of people.
Yeah, absolutely. You've done these before. Were they well attended before?
They've been very well attended,
good. Well,
yes.
Let's hope this one's on Saturday is going to be just as well attended.
Thank you very much.
Have you got any more events coming up in the near future or the far future?
Far future, our next really big one is Heritage Day, Cobham Heritage Day,
right,
in September.
Okay.
We have a stall there. But we'll also be at the Green Fingers spring show in June. We'll be up and down. And then we'll be there every Thursday and Saturday.
And
somebody will be there.
Absolutely. Probably you, from what you were saying.
It could be.
And yes. People presumably... They can just come along and be enthusiastic. Don't need to be experienced gardeners or anything else like that. The ability to wield a shovel and get stuck in is probably...
You don't even
right
need to
there.
Be able to wield a shovel,
oh,
so
right.
long as you can wield your fingers or a trowel or something like that.
Yeah.
Then, we've had everybody from last year. There was one little lad, he was a bit too big for his playgroup and wasn't quite old enough for school.
Right.
And he came down every Thursday and he had a ball. He sowed his seeds, he planted his lettuces out, he took,
good boy,
dug one up and took it home for mum. So we go from that to seriously experienced gardeners.
Well, I suppose you need somebody with experience just to sort of guide the thing, don't you, really?
Yes, I mean, those of us on the committee, the half dozen of us that drive it, we've all got quite a lot of gardening experience. I mean, I grew up with an allotment, as you do.
Well, not where I lived, you didn't, but never mind. Right in the middle of central West London, you didn't have many allotments in West London in those days. There were a few, but not that many. Right, well, thank you very much for coming in this morning, Jill.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. The event is on Saturday, 2:30, you can get there, bring your plants, 2:45 at the Catholic Church Hall on Downside Common Road.
Downside Bridge Road,
yeah.
Yep.
Go along, have a cup of tea and buy some plants and support this very, very worthwhile organisation. Jill, once again, thank you very much for coming in.
Indeed, thank you. Brooklyn's Radio.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.